This is podtech.net. I'm Catherine Girardeau, and I'm here today with Judy Estrin. She's president and CEO of Packet Design. What I wanted to talk to you about is just kind of to amplify some of the things that you talked about in your keynote. In particular, I wanted you to start with the turning point in your career that occurred when you went from being, as you said, a serial entrepreneur to becoming the big gorilla at Cisco, and what that really meant for you personally, and what I would imagine that brought up a lot of questions for you or recognition about where you were in your career.
Well, it was interesting in multiple ways, and when I use the gorilla analogy, what I'm talking about is that Cisco was the gorilla in the marketplace, not that I was the big shot at Cisco. And as a startup company, you're constantly having to kind of compete against large incumbents and who have just so much more power and ability to get to the marketplace, and you're always trying to get visibility. And all of a sudden, here I was at Cisco that had this incredible and an enormous visibility. Now, it had a lot of interesting implications in terms of just experiencing it from a management and CTO perspective, but if you ask what it did for me personally, is it was a very interesting contrast in my career, because when I went to Cisco, when Cisco bought Precept, and I went from being CEO of Precept, which was a smaller company, to being CTO at Cisco, which was this huge, not just that it was a large company, it was so visible during the bubble, that it was interesting how half the people I would meet would say to me, why did you go do that? Why would you ever go from being a CEO to being a CTO working for someone else? Half the people I would meet suddenly thought for the first time in my life my career was valid. So, the part of the world that is used to Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies were like all of a sudden aware of me. I suddenly was an important person because I was CTO at Cisco. The other half, which kind of recognizes the entrepreneurial spirit in the valley, felt like I had taken a step down. So it was a very interesting seeing how people responded to me. And for instance, from a press perspective, I remember at Precept trying to get business press. And it was very hard. It's very hard to get business press as a startup technology company. All of a sudden, here you are at Cisco, people become aware of you in a whole different way. I hadn't changed. I was still me. I still had the same amount of skills. And so it was interesting, the perception that different people had. And so for me in my career, that was a different stage. But because it was already pretty far along in my career, meaning I had three successful startups, I think if I had done that after starting one company and moved into that role, it would have been more impactful on my career.
Well, you wouldn't have been as ingrained as an entrepreneur.
Right, and I think I already at that time was not thinking about my career. I mean, like you asked me today, I feel like I have accomplished a lot, and I'm not at the building part of my career. And I think even when I went to Cisco, I wasn't trying to prove anything to anybody, and so it didn't make a big difference from a career perspective. It was more interesting to see. I'm also the kind of person that wherever I am, whatever I do, I like to do well. So when I got to Cisco and was there, I put all my energy into saying, how can I help make this company successful and make the most out of the situation?
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that sort of folds into my next question, which was about, you had mentioned in your keynote that you didn't have to climb a corporate ladder, mm-hmm. which, you know, when you think about things in traditional business terms, that's remarkable.
Right.
So I'd like you to just talk a little bit more, you know, why didn't you have to do that?
Well, the reason I put that there is that I really do think it has shaped my attitude about leadership. I didn't have to, because I ended up very early on going to a small company, and I worked there for a couple of years and then started my first company, or co-founded my first company with Bill. And so that's the career path I chose. Many of the people in the audience or out there start at a big company move into management in a large company, and then maybe decide to spin out and become entrepreneurs. And so those people have an experience of clawing their way up. And so I think in some ways, if you have gone through that experience, it can make you more risk averse. It makes you more political because you've had to be political. It can make you have more of an edge because you're constantly waiting for someone to stop you. So there is, and again, those aren't bad, they're just different. And so I sometimes will say something about leadership or about careers, and someone will look at me and say, well, that doesn't work at company X because of all of these politics. And I'll realize my perspective is a little different because by the time I have now a lot of experience with large companies, Disney, FedEx, great companies, but I'm in the boardroom. I didn't have to, which comes with it its own level of respect, I didn't have to climb up the ranks. And so I'm lucky, I'm fortunate that I ended up going down that career path. On the other hand, you can learn a lot from being in a big company. So I don't think people should assume that they should not have a career for 5 or 10 years in a large, successful company and then become an entrepreneur, because there's a lot of skills you learn in those larger companies.
Well, and as you said, there's no one right path for one for every person.
Right.
So in closing, I wanted to just ask you, I'm not going to ask you what's the next big thing in technological innovation, but what's next for you? What are you thinking about in terms of your career? I know that you're serving on boards of some really interesting, exciting big companies. Do you have other thoughts about where you want to go?
You know, for the first time in my life, I can't answer that question. I have for my whole career kind of been heads down doing one thing. It was always very easy to, people would ask me what I did, and I'd say I was CEO of X or I was co-founder of X. And for the first time in my life, I have kind of picked up my head a little bit. I'm looking around. I compared to most people, I work full time. Compared to what I used to do, I'm working three quarters time.
Barely working.
And I'm doing a lot of different things. I love my board work. I am enjoying helping people. I've gotten involved in some things at Stanford, whether Stanford has a BioX program that I just went on the advisory council. So I'm enjoying doing different things. Will that be the next chapter? I don't know. Right now I'm kind of spending my time on a number of different things and seeing what catches. And I may end up continuing to want to just do a lot of different things. Something may all of a sudden pop up that just gets that passion going that I may spend more time on. And it's interesting. It's hard for someone like me who has always known what I was going to do to be able to admit that, you know, I don't think I could tell you what I'm going to be doing 2 years from now. But I know that whatever it is, it'll be something that I'm excited about.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I've been speaking with Judy Estrin, CEO and founder of Packet Design.